All right. So, let's see. Last time we talked about slavery, right? Okay. So, we've been talking about critical race. We've been talking about racism. Certainly, that stems from history, slavery. So we've been talking about all that stuff. So, tonight is kind of a review and just some thoughts. Again, just so you all think I'm not plagiarizing, because I'm not, and I'm not claiming any of these ideas as my own. A lot of this comes from this book, Christianity and Wokeness, by Owen Strachan. Great book. So if you're interested in reading more, that's a great place to start. There's plenty of other resources out there. So does someone want to tell me what is wokeness?
Stupidity.
Okay. It's an awakening. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're awoken. Well,
you've probably been through some of the training, right? Don't they make you go through?
No,
they haven't. Badass. Okay.
It's kind of like been under the radar a little bit, but
okay.
Basically, you're racist because of white.
Okay.
So,
so you're awake to the fact that your skin color is white and you're racist because of that. Okay. Yeah. So, tonight we're going to talk about what wokeness is not. Okay? Just so we're not confused, and just so we kind of have an idea of what it's not, I just wanted to talk about that tonight. So, there it goes. Okay. Had to think about it. All right. So wokeness is not. So I'm just going to go through these. And if there's discussion, great. Not discussion, great. Just some things to kind of think about, just so we have settled in our minds what it's not. And just kind of make us think a little bit. So wokeness is not wanting social harmony across backgrounds and skin colors. Does not make you okay. So wanting societal harmony across backgrounds and skin colors does not make you woke. Okay. So that desire, wanting to live right in harmony with other people from other cultures, other backgrounds, whatever, doesn't matter their skin color, whatever it is. Right, that's not what wokeness is about at all. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with social harmony. It's actually more about division than anything else, and creating disunity, and creating divisions among people. So wanting peace in fiery settings with a history of ethnic tension does not make you woke, right? So certainly there are places where there's a lot of tension. There are places where there's some history that goes back quite a while of different things that have happened that have created conflict. And so, a desire to rectify that, a desire to have peace, is not wokeness. I mean, that's not what wokeness is all about. So it's just a good reminder of those things. So seeing massive failings in American and Western history, namely long and sustained patterns of racist thought and practice, does not make you woke. So certainly, right, we can look back in history and realize there's things that have gone on that have been racist, or at least, as we would call it, being partial to one set of people over another. I mean, that's happened, right? I mean, and there has been those things going on, and so recognizing that does not make you woke, and understanding that stuff has gone on, right? And those things have gone on. That has nothing to do with, again, has nothing to do with wokeness at all. So being troubled by Christians' complicity with racism in the past does not make you woke.
Right? So we talked about this last week. We talked about how there's a lot of churches that were accepting of slavery, defended slavery, used the Bible to try to defend the practice of slavery. And so recognizing that and being like, yeah, that was wrong, that has nothing to do with being woke. Has nothing to do with any of that. So,
right, we can, you know, be troubled by that and understand that. So adopting children from a different region or with a different skin color does not make you woke, nor does an interracial marriage. Okay?
So if you're trying to be woke, you know, adopting someone from another ethnic group does not make you woke.
And that interracial marriage doesn't make you woke.
And understand wokeness and, well, actually critical race theory actually is against these things, is against someone adopting a child out of their ethnic, where they're at. They're actually against that. They're actually against interracial marriage. When you get down to it, they don't want the mixing of different ethnic groups at all. They want division. And so a lot of times interracial marriage is looked down on, not, you know, so it has nothing to do with wokeness at all. So grieving the needless deaths of human beings who are made in the image of God and bear God's given dignity and purpose does not make you woke. So, yeah, again, we're dealing with reality. We're dealing with things that have happened. And certainly wanting to rectify a situation and being troubled by things that have happened, again, has nothing to do with wokeness. Doing everything you can know to do to build bonds with people different from you in various ways does not make you woke. So, again, just that thought of, I mean, if we having a desire to understand where people are coming from, understanding what they've experienced and gone through, has nothing to do with critical race theory, has nothing to do with wokeness. That's just actually being a good person, being a good Christian, because we should desire to build bonds with people from various places and their backgrounds. Enjoying global culture and those who differ from your own background does not make you woke, right? So it's nothing, again, has nothing to do with wokeness. And then knowing that Jesus Christ was a Middle Eastern Jew and not a white American with flowing blonde golden locks does not make you woke, right? That's the reality. We know who Jesus was not white, and he was from the Middle East. He was a Jew, so probably had olive-colored skin, not white, certainly not blonde. So recognizing that has nothing to do, again, has nothing to do with wokeness or trying to buy into that philosophy at all. Praying for greater diversity in your church, the saving of fellow sinners, does not make you woke. And wanting greater justice in a world that is filled with hostility, pain, and injustice does not make you woke. Working to be more thoughtful with one's language regarding personal differences does not make you woke. So that one kind of took me, I was like,
what does that mean? Or what is that person trying to imply by that sentence there? And I guess just understanding things that are offensive or not offensive, you know, that really has nothing to do with wokeness necessarily. There is a language that goes with wokeness and being culturally relevant and all that. But just a thoughtful understanding, certainly, and understanding different personal differences is all right. Recognizing that you have in yourself the sinful potential to spew the hate of partiality and to act on this in short-term or long-term ways does not make you well, right? So I think we all recognize within ourselves we have that tendency, as we've talked about before, to show partiality, to show favoritism towards people we are more comfortable with than with other people that we may not be. So, right, recognizing that is a good thing, right? James talked about that, not showing partiality. Right, there's nothing wrong with that. Identifying troubling trends of partiality in one's national, regional, communal, or familial heritage does not make you woke, nor does wanting to leave such evil behind. Rejoicing in gospel-driven fellowship across all common boundary markers in this world does not make you woke. So here's the last one. And this is kind of back to that definition of what does it mean to be woke. If you judge a person based on the color of their skin and not the content of their character, you are woke.
Right? Because that's what wokeness is about, is judging people based on their skin and determine whether somebody's a racist and has committed the terrible sin of racism is based on your skin color, not your character and not your actions. Those are some thoughts that I put up there. Just kind of a reminder. Next week, I want to touch on kind of how this has affected the gospel, because there are some church planting organizations out there. I've discussed some of this with my wife that have added to the gospel and have tried to include critical race theory into the presentation of the gospel, that you have to be doing these things in order to be saved, really. And have made it saying this is the gospel. The gospel is not just about Jesus. They're trying to add to it. And so we'll talk about that next Wednesday, but I wanted to review just that thought of what's not. Because I think sometimes we can be afraid. Are we going to be afraid, well, maybe I'm now thinking woke thoughts and Pastor Josh is not going to be happy with me? And no, right? No, I mean, there are troubling things that have happened and it's okay to acknowledge those things. But that's not based on the color of my skin. I mean, what I am and who I am isn't based on any of that. It's my actions. It's my character. And so I need to consider that, not be convinced that I'm a terrible racist because of my skin color. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. So I wanted to bring those things up. I think it was called the Great Requirement. Yeah, so there's a thing added to the gospel called the Great Requirement. What's that?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that next week because that's kind of interesting, adding to the gospel and that thought. And so it's a church planting organization that's very large and well-known and really one of the largest evangelical, it's not liberal, or wasn't, is now, but wasn't, one of the largest church planting organizations in the United States of America. So we'll talk about that next week. Anyone else have any thoughts? Or things they've come across?
I cannot quote scripture line and verse. I can say that since we've been talking about this topic, and I think quite a few weeks ago now, you raised the question, like, what does scripture say about racism? And then doing my personal Bible reading, it is clearer and clearer to me the Bible is not racist.
Okay, yeah.
At all. I mean, like, it promotes loving your neighbor, regardless of skin color or poverty level or education or anything. I mean, the whole point of God's word is that we're supposed to love other people. And so, like, just talking about this is so opposite of what God is calling us to as Christians.
Right. Yeah. And if we're honest, wokeism, critical race theory, is promoting racism.
It is.
Really, I mean, it's promoting racism. So.
I don't know how you can't read some of this stuff on it and not see that.
Yeah.
I was actually just today watching this BBC commentator talking to this black comedian who uses the color of his skin to be comedic from time to time. I don't remember his name, but it was very interesting because she's like totally confused when she's talking to a fellow black person who is like, no, like, none of what you're saying even made sense. And she's like, well, but so-and-so said this because they feel this way. But like, did saying that make you feel that way? Well, no. It's just amazing how there's no logic.
Right.
People that are promoting this stuff, it's just amazing that they're so blinded.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you look at it...
Yeah, we've gone beyond reasoning and gone to emotional, yeah, how people feel.
And just going with the masses, you know, we really are sheep. If one of us is going to jump off of it, there's so many that are going to follow, and then the sheep are like, hey, guys, that's like slaughter.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we back up?
Yep.